Hey, it's Alec. I haven't been making as many Listen Closely episodes lately just because, well, for the last year, almost, I've been producing what I hope to be a six-part documentary series. And it's going to be pretty super cool, I think, when it's done. That's taken up a lot of my spare time, and so I haven't been able to dedicate myself as much to just kind of experimenting and playing around. But one thing I noticed that I missed last year, and I don't want to miss this year, is my year in sound. So I started this a few years ago. The idea here being I collect all these kind of random clips of various things throughout the year. Some of them make it into projects, some of them don't. And it's just kind of like a sonic vignette of what my year was like, where I went, some of the fun things that maybe don't strike me as having narrative power, but are just kind of interesting and just, it's a bit of a time capsule, you know? So, in 30 years, I can listen back and be like, oh, that's what it sounded like in 2022. That's what it sounded like in 2023. So I missed last year's. So some of the sounds this year will include some of last year's 2022, 2023 year in sound. And I'll shake up the format this year a little bit. Instead of signaling where we're going each time, this will be kind of a broad collection of sound, one after the other, starting with the Seattle Art Museum and including scenes from the Seattle Center from a Seattle Kraken game, Seattle Center from a Seattle Storm game, including the goodbye speech from Sue Bird, the Montlake Boat Parade during the Windermere Cup, some kayaking out in the Washington Arboretum, and then going to just some fun club music from, well, at the club. And including some music from band rehearsal from North Seattle Symphonic Band. So yeah, that's the year in sound. Here we go.
Well, his influence on me was contrary to my interests. but he never opposed me. That is, he always said, why do you go to school so long and just turn out to be a dirty doctor? But at the same time, he made a very good darkroom for me in the woodshed. Of course, in that day, one didn't have any light. But this was done in 1936, the one of Father in Woodpa, when he was 90. I think it's slowly showing up. The bad things of old age, if they're bad. But my father's photograph at 90, he was as good looking as he'd ever been. And I think that's the way to quit. And that's what I took on Stieglitz. He was in 291, his gallery on New York City. This is my preferred one of my.
We were on a train out there just trying to cover other rotate. They made it hard, but the score says it all, I guess.
All right. I'm glad you brought Tina, because Tina's reaction after the first win was a little bit different than everybody else's reaction. What does this mean to Tina Charles?
I mean, it means everything. She hasn't been in the playoffs in like 6 years. She hasn't won a playoff game in that amount of time. So for the rest of us, I think it gave us really good perspective, right? Because we are here a lot. We do win these games. We have won championships, but it's always good to remember. It's always good to remember, you know, what it's like for somebody who hasn't been there and that hunger, right? So she's kind of giving us a little bit of that hunger.
Well, you're right, you always win. 13-2 in the last 15 playoff games. So I would say that's pretty much always winning. Is there a different mentality now going on the road for the first two than you had at home for the first two?
Okay, I'm now in the kind of canal watery area of the Arboretum. University of Washington Arboretum, and it's so quiet. You can see there's a lot of ducks and some herons. Just saw a little turtle slip into the water. Quack. Quack, quack. Thank you.
It would be. Timing.
Thank you.
Okay. I think the D sharp is very.
I think we're on the ensemble. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. that a little flub up?
Before? I know.
Oh, right? That was like,
okay. So everyone starts on beat four.
Thank you.
Can you feel good about this one? I think there are a few moments we could have been a little more sensitive, but I think